Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, we dive into the ongoing debate in Montrose County over a proposed national monument designation for the Dolores River Canyon. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, we dive into the ongoing debate in Montrose County over a proposed national monument designation for the Dolores River Canyon. A recent meeting revealed deep-seated tensions between local government officials and conservation groups. The Colorado Wildlands Project, represented by Scott Braden, has proposed several hundred thousand acres of the Dolores River Canyon for national monument status, aiming to protect the region's economic, scenic, and ecological values. This proposal, however, has faced stiff opposition from Montrose County commissioners who argue that it blindsided them and neglected to include local stakeholders in the conversation. Commissioner Sue Hansen labeled the late engagement with stakeholders as a huge misstep, while Commissioner Roger Rash expressed a lack of trust in the federal government's intentions, particularly regarding mining. The proposal seeks to cover public lands in western Montrose and Mesa counties, excluding private lands and areas under different legislative consideration. Braden stressed that the designation would not preclude activities such as mining, grazing, and recreation, but would rather aim to balance conservation with economic activities. Yet, commissioners raised concerns over the potential impact on local mining and the adequacy of public engagement in the proposal process. The discussion also touched on fears of increased tourism and its potential negative effects, despite Braden's assurances that a national monument designation could manage visitor numbers sustainably. Critics like Amy Tucker, president of the West End Economic Development Corporation, argue that the proposal fails to consider the economic needs of communities transitioning from coal and mining. She contends that more tourism-based economies are not sufficient to replace the high-paying jobs lost. Local opposition has been significant, with petitions against the monument gathering thousands of signatures. Critics accuse the proposal's backers of overlooking local needs and pushing conservation without genuine dialogue. As the debate unfolds, Montrose County commissioners have indicated a readiness to oppose the designation tooth and nail, highlighting a broader conflict between conservation efforts and local governance. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced the availability of the upcoming year's fishing licenses, valid from March 1, 2024 to March 31, 2025. Colorado, with its 27,000 miles of streams and over 1,300 lakes and reservoirs, is a prime location for all fishing enthusiasts, offering the chance to catch 35 species of fish. Licenses vital for supporting hatchery and fish stocking operations can be purchased online, by phone, or at designated locations. This season, CPW emphasizes the benefits of fishing as a way to connect with nature and encourages both new and seasoned anglers to explore the educational opportunities available. Special highlights include the stocking of 90 million fish statewide and the integration of fishing licenses into the My Colorado mobile app for resident anglers. For more details on purchasing licenses and the array of fishing opportunities, visit their website. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com. And don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.